What are you thinking?
Oh, well, it's been so exciting this spring to see the guys progress. Just going back to the rookie minicamp, which just seems like it was yesterday, but it was actually about a month ago, and watching the progress that we've made on the field. Even 2 weeks ago, I thought the practice was great, but you move to today in the mini camp that we're in, and you can see the guys are really picking it up. You can feel the excitement in the building, not only when the guys are on the practice field, but when they're in the meeting rooms as well.
Clark, what are your expectations for this team this year?
Well, I always have very high expectations, but you try to temper those expectations. We do have a new staff. We have a lot of new players. Don't know how quickly it'll come together once we get to September, but I'm very excited by what I've seen this spring.
Is this a rebuilding year in your mind?
I wouldn't use the term rebuilding. We came into 2013 with a lot of talented football players on the team. John Dorsey has done a great job in adding some people who I think will help us both this year and down the road. And then obviously Andy and his coaching staff have done a tremendous job with them.
Clark, you talked after the regular season last year about being more hands-on. Is this part of it? I mean, mini camp starting, we don't usually have the owner here and available, et cetera.
Well, I am trying to be around the team more. Definitely, that's part of it. But a big part of it is just my excitement as a fan and wanting to see Andy and his staff coaching the team. And it's been so much fun to see Andy out on the field. One of the things that he mentioned to me during our interview back in January was how excited he was to get back to coaching. He'd really worked his way out of coaching and had become a manager with the Eagles, and he wanted to get back on the field working primarily with offense, and it's been fun to see him do that this year.
Does he inspire? A lot of the fans seem to be inspired by Dorsey and Reed, the confidence they bring in the way things are run. Do you have that same subtle confidence as you see him work and run the program?
Absolutely. Andy's obviously somebody who's had a lot of success in the National Football League. He's very much of an established leader, and he brought that resume to the Kansas City Chiefs. But watching him on the field and watching him work with the players, I think that confidence is rubbing off on them. And certainly me as an owner, or our family as an owner, and the fans, I think you can feel that confidence as well.
Does anything feel different for you with this current staff, with John, than it was before when you had Scott and Todd and Romeo here? Does it feel any different at all?
I think any time you have a change in your staff, there's a different feel to it. Everybody has their way about approaching the business and how they train the guys on the field. And so it's never going to be the same. I like what I've seen out here quite a bit.
Is it more comfortable, quicker? Or, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth about the other guys. But
well, the one thing that I've noticed is how fast-paced the practices are. Andy likes to put a lot on them and expect a lot out of them, and the guys are responding. Some coaches approach that differently. There are a lot of ways to be successful, but that's part of Andy Reid's offense and, frankly, also the defense also. Is he likes to load them up, has very high expectations of them on a daily basis, and the guys are responding.
You guys go out and get Alex Smith this year. It's going to be an upgrade at quarterback. How much of your excitement is at the quarterback position?
One of the things that's easy to do when you're at practice is watch the quarterback position. And I think we have several guys who are going to be able to help us, maybe not only this year but down the road at the quarterback spot. Clearly, Alex is the focus. Watching him lead the team has given me a lot of comfort. Watching him throw the ball, it's very exciting. He's somebody that has a command of the offense and brings a resume of success to the Kansas City Chiefs.